مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. One of the concepts that we have repeatedly mentioned in dua, in supplication, sometimes accompanied in this month, as we did in dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, accompanied by the request for Hajj, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to visit the Ahlul Bayt and to be with the Ahlul Bayt. There's different wordings that have been mentioned. For example, in the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, known as ziyarat Ashura, the famous lines that are repeated, usually we want to do a short, concise ziyarah. وَلَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ آخِرَ الْعَهْدِ مِنِّي لِزِيَارَتِكُمْ. I don't want this to be the last time I do the ziyarah. You want to perform that ziyarah visiting the Ahlul Bayt. Ziyarah means to visit, although when we are not able to actually travel there and to be there in person, physically, the reciting and the reading of these, what we know as ziyarat, the lines that the Ahlul Bayt have taught us, to speak to the Imams and to say salam and to say words to the Imams, when we're away, we're supposed to do them. The hadith, in fact, of ziyarat Ashura states that ziyarat Ashura was introduced by Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi, according to the account, to Alqama. When he asked, when I go and visit my Imam in Karbala on the day of Ashura, how should I speak to him? And the Imam taught him this, and then he said, if you're in Karbala, say it on the day of Ashura. If you're not, from wherever you are, it has a certain explanation, it says go above the roof, if I remember correctly, and try to stand towards Karbala and say it. And then it says to say it every day of the year, which usually most of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, don't have the opportunity to be in Karbala year-round to be able to perform that ziyarah. So it's something to be recited on a regular basis, even on a daily basis. There's a lot of recommendation on that. I want to sidetrack here. So the idea is, in many of our du'as, supplications, either independent supplications or within ziyarat, while we are addressing the Ahlul Bayt, there's a constant reminder for us to visit the Ahlul Bayt. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to visit the Ahlul Bayt. Sometimes I feel some of us have moved in a direction that I don't think we give that ziyarah the importance that it needs and requires. Okay. In other words, well, although it's difficult, you know, it costs a lot to go, and then you go, it's just about, takes 2 days of travel, roughly, 2 days to get back, because of the time difference and the stopover and all of that. It's 4 days right there. You want to stay there for at least a week. Other than the expenses there, you have to take off of work and family and all these. It makes it a little more difficult. And so we're not always able to go, or very frequently we're not able to go, which is okay. All right. There's 2 points. Sometimes I feel there's too great of a gap. There's too much of a gap between our visits. And that shows that we don't consider it as important. We spend money on other things. We spend money for fun. We spend money for food, for other trips, other visits, we don't spend for visiting the Ahlul Bayt. It shows that, you know, that gap. I haven't been there in 5 years. I'd die if I don't go in 1 year, unless, you know, there's really no way. Allah just does not provide the means whatsoever. But a whole year not visit the Ahlul Bayt, any of them? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Again, if Allah just has not provided the means whatsoever, okay, Allah didn't provide the means. But usually He does. We spend it elsewhere. We consider other things important. The other thing is, so there's two points, they're related. Even for a person that can't make it, there should be such a strong desire to go. Whenever the season of going, for example, Arba'in is one of those. Okay, recent years, alhamdulillah, that culture has developed further and further, an amazing experience. Whoever's been understands, experiencing it up close. The longing and the desire should be so strong that when that time comes and you hear whispers, this person is planning on going, the other person's planning on going, just should feel so bad. Cry, Ya Allah, why am I not able to go? Give me the tawfiq to go. And then, in addition to that not being there as much as it should be, we hear some people speaking against the importance of visiting. Like, don't go for ziyarah. Why do you want to do that? You've been to ziyarah. Take that money, give it to the poor. People are struggling. Where'd that come from? Why do you mix these two up? Why don't you say that when you're buying extra clothes? Why don't you say that when we're spending too much on food? Why is it when it comes to the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt and for Hajj, like, you've been there once, you don't know. Who said? You can't make up religion yourself. The Ahlul Bayt have said, I just read you that one line, وَلَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ آخِرَ الْعَهْدِ مِنِّي لِزِيَارَتِكُمْ. I want to come again and again. Different wordings in the various du'as, ziyarat, and so on and so forth. The core of it, what needs to be there, on all of this language in the dua, in the ziyarat, is supposed to do is to increase that love and that strong desire to want to be with the Ahlul Bayt. That's very important. You need to have that. We're in need of that. The goodness of this culture that has developed after the time of the Ahlul Bayt, the particular form of it that I'm about to mention. Some languages, they refer to it as Matam. Others refer to it as Sina Zani or Latam. Different languages, the same concept. One of the greatest benefits of this is that it increases that love of the Ahlul Bayt in your heart. Anyone who's been involved in that passionately understands that. There's something about it. Yes, the Ahlul Bayt didn't introduce this particular way. They said, show your grief and sorrow towards the Ahlul Bayt. This is a way that it is done. One of the ways that it can be done. Whether it's that weeping, the recitation of ziyarah, the mention of the Ahlul Bayt, all of this is pushing us to want. If a Muslim does not want to be with the Imam, actually right there with him, there's a problem there. There's a weakness in faith. Salman, rahmatullah alayhi, that great companion of the Prophet, when at the time of the second Khalifa, he was asked, and he was given the position in somewhere around his hometown, in current day Iran, to go over there and take care of the affairs as a governor or whatever other position, he went to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said, I can't go. I can't leave you. Amir al-Mu'mineen told him, go. You need to go. I promise you, I will be there the moment you will depart this world. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen told him to go. But see, the point is, Salman doesn't want to separate from Amir al-Mu'mineen. The only reason he does is because Amir al-Mu'mineen says, it's your taklif. Okay, it's my taklif. But the desire is there. The want is there. This want, strong desire to be in the presence of the Ahlul Bayt, physically, in the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, or with regards to the Imam of our time, to see him, look, read these du'as and see the language, repeat it to allow this to get into the heart. لَيْتَ شِعْرِي أَيْنَ اسْتَقَرَّتْ بِكَ النَّوَى بَلْ أَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّكَ أَوْثَرَى أَبِرَضْوَى أَمْ غَيْرِهَا أَمْ ذِي طُوَى. You're referring to the Imam, you're speaking to him, where are you? I don't know. It's extending it, sentence after sentence. Are you in Radwa, somewhere else? The Tuwa. Another line in Dua, Nudba. هَلْ إِلَيْكَ يَبْنَ أَحْمَدْ سَبِيلٌ فَتُلْقَى. Is there any path to where I can see you? There's got to be a strong desire. We have a living Imam. Do we have a desire to see him? If we hear he's in town, forget about town. If we hear that he's on the other side of the continent, do we have enough passion in our hearts to say, you know, I don't care if my boss gives me a vacation or not, I'm going to get a ticket right now, I'm going to be there, at least try to see him? Or am I going to think that, okay, inshallah, some other time, I don't know if he's going to be there, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Of the Ahlul Bayt has to be that strong. The want to be with them. This is love of the Ahlul Bayt. All this emphasis to want to see him, to want to see them, to want to be in their shrines. Why? Because the more you are with him, the more you want to be with them physically, that is the physical manifestation of it. Otherwise, it's the desire to want to be with them. Now, if you want to be with them and you understand that this being in their shrine is temporary, it's limited. It's limited. How would you like that all these years of your life, you went to Mashhad, visited Imam al-Ridha, you went to Karbala, visited Imam al-Husayn, you went to Najaf, visited Amir al-Mu'mineen, you went to Kaldhamain, visited Imamain al-Kaldhamain, Salamullah alayhima. You went to Samirra, visited two Imams. You went to Baqi' and to Masjid al-Nabi, visited all the Ahlul Bayt for these many years. Then the moment of death is the moment of separation. On the day of judgment, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salawatullah wa Salamuhu alayha, and Amir al-Mu'mineen will call upon their followers, men and women. And then I'm looking at them at that point, wishing I was with them. But no, they say, no, your actions don't match. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the mizan. We're looking at you. No, you don't go. You go the other direction. You go with Ibn Muljim. You go with Shim. You go with all these people. If you want to be with the Ahlul Bayt, that desire, that strong feeling inside you is developed, and then you understand this, and you realize that if I don't control my actions, if I'm not careful with what I do, if my behavior is not approved of by the Ma'sumeen, being them with them or being in their shrines is limited to that material realm. The hereafter, I'm not with them. It kills you. It motivates you. Motivates you to change. And then the more you change, the more love it develops too, and the stronger feeling that you get. And they'll show you things. They will show you things. They are the doors of divine mercy. They are the ones that give whatever spiritual elevation anyone has received. Sayyid Ali Qadi Tabatabai, may Allah bless his soul, this great arif, 50 years of worship, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a more intimate level. Where do the doors open? According to he himself, the doors open in the haram of Abul Fadl al-Abbas. That's when the veils were removed. He went for Maghrib prayer there. Ayatollah Khushbaq, Allah bless his soul. I don't know what this means, but he had an experience. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi gave him a cup of honey that he drank. And that's, I don't know what God gave him through that, but Amir al-Mu'mineen was the one who gave it to him. He's the door. He's Imam al-Muttaqeen. Okay. We need to think about our relationship with the Ahlul Bayt, brothers, sisters. How much we're willing to sacrifice. How much do we have that feeling, that burning, that fervor that's supposed to be there? We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, it's something, it's a gift. That itself is a gift. And we ask the Ahlul Bayt, we ask Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, whatever I've done that has caused me not to have that, or for it not to increase in my heart, you be the intermediary, forgive me and help me develop that inshallah, and invite us so that we can come and visit your shrine, and the shrine of your children, and the shrine of your brother, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi in Medina. And your wife, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, inshallah. We see the day when it's clarified to us where that exactly is, inshallah. We ask Allah by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader, O Allah. Forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. O Allah, we all have hajat, we all have needs, we have requests. There are ill amongst us in this community, locally here in the community of believers worldwide. We ask you, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, to grant all of us our needs, our requests. Relieve all those who are suffering from illnesses, difficulties, hardships, financial as well as other problems, suffering from the oppressions of oppressors. O Allah, we ask you by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih, Rahimallah man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.